There's a term that we've heard a lot in recent months. We've been talking a lot about a new normal. And we've spent a lot of time trying to adjust to a new reality, to a very different world that we've seen. It's amazing. The brain has this awesome ability to be able to transform itself and to be able to sometimes adjust in remarkable ways to new realities. It's called neuroplasticity. The brain has the ability to change after an injury, after a traumatic experience. It's a coping mechanism. The brain has the ability to rewire its patterns, its pathways. Tisha B'Av obviously is not anything new. We've been doing this for a long time. But we've been talking a lot about a new normal. And I want to begin by thinking about Tisha B'Av and how have our brains become hardwired in terms of approaching this day. What do we think this day is? What has it been? What do we expect it to be? 1900 years of doing this already, plus 1900 plus years. We kind of get used to an expectation of what Tisha B'Av is. We're used to sitting on the ground. We're used to saying kinos. I think I mentioned once in the past the Bells of Rebbe. There's a description in the Sefer of a Yisachar Dov of bells. On the night of Tisha B'Av, he was walking to shul. He was walking to davening. And he let out this heartfelt sigh. And he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's the tachlis? What's the point? Why are we doing this again? What's the point of another Tisha B'Av? And he cried out, he said, Nachum al Tisha B'Av, Nachum al Tisha B'Av, we're doing this again? Have we learned nothing? HaKadosh Baruch, what's the tachlis? Why are we doing this again? And what for the Belzer Rebbe was so obvious that we have to come into Tisha B'Av, we have to face this day with this feeling of, I cannot believe that we're doing this again. For us, on a certain level, Tisha B'Av is normal. It's not a new normal in the sense that it's new mamish. It's actually pretty old. Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Mem Gimel calls the Avelis of Tisha B'Av an Avelis Yishana. It's an old Avelis. The Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam, in the section on Tisha B'Av, Inyan Avelis Yishana V'hi Tisha B'Av. It's the paradigm of an old Avelis. But in a certain sense, we've gotten a little bit too used to it. It's what we do. We've done this a long time. What do you mean, Nachamol? Yeah, Nachamol Tisha B'Av. Of course, Nachamol Tisha B'Av. Why not? Another year of Tisha B'Av. But it's scary to think that the same way that we've gotten used to certain unusual things, which a few months ago would have been crazy, would have been so abnormal, and now we sit apart from each other. We wear masks, careful what we touch, what we don't touch, we're always washing our hands. And we've made that our normal. And we think back to how unusual Tisha B'Av must have been when it felt so abnormal, when people had a Beis HaMikdash. And there was a time when it wasn't taken as a given that, yeah, this is what we do, this is the Avodas Hayom. The fact that we've made this so normal is itself not so normal. Chazal describe a period before Mashiach's arrival. The steps to get us to Mashiach is called, at times Chazal referred to it as the Chevle Mashiach. The Chevle Mashiach. Daf Yom we had probably about a month ago in the Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Yud Ches. Rishum ben Pazi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Bar Kapara. Anyone who's Makayim, called Makayim Shalosh Sudos B'Shabbos, is saved from three types of terrible punishment. Mechevlo Shal Mashiach. You have three meals on Shabbos, you're saved from Chevlo Shal Mashiach, Midina Shal Gehenim, and Melchemes Gog U'Magog. Where the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and Daf Tzadiches, there were Tzadikim, there were Tanayim who said, we don't want to see Mashiach. We'd rather die than see the suffering of Mashiach. Well, what are you afraid of? Chevle Mashiach. Gemara says, Shalu Talmidav is Rabbi Elazar, Mayasa Adam V'inatzel Mechevlo Shal Mashiach. What can a person do to save himself, to spare himself from the Chevle Mashiach? The Gemara answers, Yasuk b'Torah uv'gemilas chasadim. But Chazal were very afraid. Some of the greatest sages didn't want to live, to go through that period called Chevle Mashiach. Rashi Maseches Shabbos explains, Chevle is a lashon of Chevle Yoleda, like it says in Hosea Perek Yud Gimel. The birth pangs, the suffering, that process, that pain of going through those contractions, that pain that precedes the birthing of a child. Or like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Kmo hara takriv laledes tochil tizak b'chavaleha. Like a pregnant woman as the child is approaching childbirth, she screams out. She screams, tochil tizak b'chavaleha. She's screaming in her birth pangs. But I saw an insight in the Sefer recently. B'shem Chacham Echad, it didn't say who it was from. We said, what are the Chevle Mashiach? Other than birth pangs, that literal translation, what are the Chevle Mashiach? And this Chacham said that the Chevle Mashiach, Chevle is Milashon Chaval. Chaval, like people say in Eretz Yisrael, Chaval. Could have been one way, Chaval, that it worked out a different way. Chaval, it could have been like this, Chaval, it could have been like that. This Chacham said that the Chevle Mashiach are the sum total of all the chavals of our life. Things I should have done, things I have done. The regrets, the disappointments, the failures. That's the Chevle Mashiach are all the times we say, chaval. Collectively, our biggest chaval has to be chaval that we're doing this again. Chaval, we haven't learned anything in 1900 years. That's so chaval, that's so disappointing. Not just for ourselves, to get it together yet. That is so chaval. We said last night in Eicha, Nafla teres roshenu, oy na lanu ki chatanu. In the fifth parak of Eicha. Nafla teres roshenu, oy na lanu ki chatanu. All the oys of our life, all the disappointments of our life, ki chatanu, not just that we've sinned, which is also true, but like the word chayt is used in Sefer Shoftim. Koleya be'even el hasha'ara v'lo yachati. That shoresh ches tes aleph means to miss the mark. So oy lanu kichatanu, chaval, we missed out on opportunities. We didn't take advantage of the wake-up calls from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to do something different. And therefore the Chevle Mashiach is something we feel so acutely today. Sitting here after 1900 years of Tisha B'Av and just getting used to it and not having to be some mikdash. We have to let out this cry, this krech. We have to say, chaval. Chaval, if we would have brought Mashiach since last Tisha B'Av. Chaval, how much suffering we would have avoided this past year, b'frat. So chaval, so disappointed. How much pain, how much suffering, how much uncertainty. How many losses of life could have been avoided. Chaval, that we didn't respond. We haven't figured out what we need to do to bring the geula. And just like when the child is getting closer to being born, the chevle leida, the birth pangs become intensified, they become that much stronger, the contractions get stronger. So that's how we have to feel as we get closer and closer to Mashiach, as the chavals of Jewish history pile up. So that much more we have to feel. We have to feel that intensity. Again, it's going to lead to something beautiful. The birth is right around the corner, Mirtzah Hashem. But we have to reflect, chaval, that we didn't do something sooner. Chazal themselves see this on a certain level in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, Tana de Be'eliyahu, Chazal tell us that the world is going to last, Shishas alafim shana haveh ha'ol. The world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shnei alafim tohu, the first 2,000 years of creation, are tohu, or nothingness, are incomplete, or imperfect. A world that was chaotic. Shnei alafim Torah. 2,000 years of Torah from the time that Avram Avinu started teaching Torah, even before Kabbalah Satorah. Shnei alafim Yemos HaMashiach. The last 2,000 years of the 6,000 years of creation, of life itself, is supposed to be the years of Mashiach. And listen to what the Gemara says. 2,000 years is supposed to be a period called Mashiach. We're in Tavshin Pei, we're in Hey Tavshin Pei, we're in 5780, which means we're way behind schedule, according to this calculation. Shnei alafim yemosa Mashiach ba'avonoseinu sherabu yatzu mehen ma sheyatzu mehen. But Chazal say chaval. Ba'avonoseinu harabim, because of our averos, look how many years we're behind schedule. HaKadosh Baruch Hu anticipated a lengthy period. Again, you have to figure out how this fits with other Ma'amari Chazal. But Yemosa Mashiach is supposed to be a 2,000-year period. And we're sitting here close to, we're getting closer and closer to 6,000. We haven't even begun Yemosa Mashiach yet. Bavonoseinu Sherabu, because of our great sins, Yatsu Mehen, Masha Yatsu Mehen. Some explain that when they would say this teaching, they would say the number of years, how many years behind schedule we are. It's so disappointing, it's so upsetting. So we have to try to figure out a new normal. That's the language of the world these days. A new normal. Getting used to new things. So we need a new normal. Because this is not normal. This is abnormal. We need to find a way to free Tisha B'Av, so to speak, from the shackles of Galus. I saw on the base Aaron of Karlin, in the back of the Sefer in the Likutim, B'Tisha B'Av Ganach V'Amar, Rav Aaron of Karlin used to give a krechs, and he would say the following. Ad masai yeh zeh hayom begalus. How long will this day be in exile? That the day itself, Tisha B'Av itself, is crying out to us. Why? How could you leave me like this for so long? The day itself sits in galus, sits in captivity. The day itself, the Bein HaMitzrayim are themselves Bein HaMitzrayim. They feel trapped. And they want to be freed the way that it could be. Shezei Yoser, he said it in his time, Shezei Yoser meyudches meyos shana shezei hayom mekavel Yeshua, for 1800 in his time. 1800 plus years. This day is waiting to be saved. And we're not helping it. We're not moving it forward. We're not doing anything. That's the chevelei Mashiach. That's the pain and disappointment of those missed opportunities. That's a chet. That's missing the mark. That's not getting the message. I don't know if anyone remembers the name. The name Aaron Lee Ralston. Anyone recognize that name? In 2003, he was the explorer, the backpacker, went canyoneering somewhere in southeastern Utah. Does that sound familiar? Remember the story? This fellow was on this difficult hike, making his way through some of the canyons in Utah. And at one point, as he was climbing, a boulder became dislodged from its place, and it pinned his arm. His arm was pinned, his right forearm was pinned under this massive rock. 127 hours, there's a book, they made a movie out of it, I think. 127 hours, 5 days and 7 hours, he sat there with his right forearm pinned, utterly trapped beneath this rock. And after days of this experience, he realized he had no choice. I have to do something. I can't. I'm going to sit here and bleed to death slowly if I don't do something to save myself. And with unbelievable courage, I don't know how a human being could do such a thing, with a dull pocket knife that he had on him, he amputated his own right forearm, extricating himself from beneath that rock. And as if that wasn't enough, he still had to hike through the remainder of the canyon and then a 65-foot cliff to get down. Right? But he survived. He amputated his arm and he survived. Terrifying. Pachad. Yemeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. If we forget Yerushalayim, if we forget the Beis HaMikdash, tishkach yemini, we also lose our right arm. Maybe we've lost the right arm already. Chaval that this poor fellow has to live the rest of his life without his arm. But he's alive. He survived. He survived. He did what he needed to do in order to get himself. He was in bad shape, but he needed to do what he needed to do to get himself out from under that boulder. And that's what Rav Aaron of Karlin is saying. We need to find a way to free Tisha B'Av from being trapped, being a mitzar. Not just to shake our heads and say, oh, chaval, bavonoseinu sherabu, so many years are behind schedule with Mashiach. But we have to strategize, we have to do something. We have to figure out what's stopping us. We seem so close. What's stopping us from taking those final steps? I was looking at a sefer, the Chochmas Chaim, from Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, two Shabbosim ago. Rav Zonnenfeld, of course, was one of the great personalities of Yerushalayim passed away in 1932. A close friend of Rav Kook, despite their differences, one of the founders of the Eidah Haredis in Yerushalayim. And he was asked one time about a cryptic chazal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Sadi Zayin Amid Aleph, Gimel Ba'in Behesach Hadas. Three things occur when you're not ready for it. Elohein, Mashiach, Mitzia, and Akrav. Mashiach happens Behesach Hadas. Mitzia, finding a lost object. You're walking down the street, you didn't anticipate, and all of a sudden you see a $10 bill on the floor. Va'akrav, and a scorpion that creeps out of its hole and bites a person. So Rav Zonnenfeld, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was asked, Mashiach comes behesach hadas? Mashiach comes when you're not thinking about Mashiach, you're not ready for Mashiach, hesach hadas? We daven all day, every Shemona Esrei, we talk about Mashiach. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikarim. Ani Mamed Muna Shleim Vavias HaMashiach, we're waiting. We're anticipating Mashiach. The Mashiach Dafka comes, Dafka behesach hadas? How can that be? It's a cryptic Maimer Chazam. Mashiach, Metziah, Akrav. So Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld painted the following picture. He said, you're sitting in shul. He said to this fellow, imagine we're sitting here in shul. We're sitting in a shul in Yerushalayim, and all of a sudden someone comes in from the outside and says, Mashiach is here. Mashiach is standing outside in the streets. Mashiach is here. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said to this fellow, instinctively, what's your response? Instinctively, what's your response? Mashiach is here. A person says, really? Yeah, Mashiach's here. You pause, you hesitate. And then you go out and then you check and maybe it'll be. Yeah, maybe Mashiach will be here. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld said that pause, that hesitation, that little stutter step as Mashiach is here, which we claim we want all the time, but that hesitancy for even half a second, that little pause between the time that it's announced that Mashiach is here and the time we process to even begin to consider that it might actually be true, that little half a beat, says Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, is our Hesach Hadas. Because if we really wanted Mashiach, if we practiced what we preached, if our hearts were really there, if we really, really wanted it, we would just jump up and run after Mashiach. There wouldn't be that hesitation. There wouldn't be that pause. Last night when we read Eicha, you'll notice the cantillation mark, the trup, the annotations of the pasuk after the word Eicha is a psik, is a pause. Maybe that's the chaval. Eicha, how could this be? Psik, pause. Maybe it's that pause which is stopping us. Maybe it's that hesitation. It's that inability to race forward. The first word of the kinos we're going to recite this morning, shavas. Everything came to a pause. That hesitation, that inability to really go all in with Mashiach, to really run after Mashiach. And that pause says we're not really ready. Is this day not rooted in a pause? When the Meraglim gave the report, Vayisapru lo vayomru banu el haaretz asher shalachtanu. Yes, it's a vascha lavu davash, and these are its beautiful fruit. Ephes, but hold on, pause for a second. We need to just add one more note. That ephes, that the Rishonim, that the Tzaddikim all describe as being so destructive, that little hesitancy. Eretz Yisrael is great, but. It's time for Mashiach, but. I would love to live in Eretz Yisrael, but. It's not the time for this reason or for that reason. It's Lot's wife looking back over her shoulder one last time at a world that's being destroyed and deserves to be destroyed. Looking over her shoulder at a world that's being destroyed after she's told, Himaleit al nafshecha al tabit acharecha ba'al ta'amo. Don't pause. Just run towards geula, towards her personal redemption. V'tabeit ishto me'achra v'tehi netziv melech. But she looked back and she got stuck. The avodah of Tisha B'Av is to somehow to move that heavy rock, like I shared with some of you last night, that Lev Ha'Evan that rests on top of us, to push it out of the way, to be able to free this day from its captivity. All those pauses, all those hesitations leaves us stuck in gullus. And our avodah is to try to set it free, to to not sit here under this boulder bleeding to death slowly, hoping that maybe there'll still be a couple of minutes left on the 2,000-year clock by the time Mashiach arrives. Nachum of Chernobyl, the Moray Naim, was traveling one time. And he came to an inn, was a Jewish fellow, not particularly religious, a Jewish inn owner. And the holy year of Nachum of Chernobyl, Zechuso Yegen Aleinu, late at night, he sat down on the ground and he started to recite Tikkun Chatzos, and he was crying loudly. And the innkeeper comes running in and he says, Kvod Harav, what's going on? Is everything okay? You're crying, you look so upset. So he said, I'm crying for the Chorban and the Galus. Tikkun Chatzos. So he says, I don't understand, what are you crying about? He said, we had a Beis HaMikdash once upon a time. He starts to describe what the world once was to this simple Jew. We were in Eretz Yisrael, we've been exiled for our sins. It's time to prepare ourselves to come back. And he says to the fellow, he says, are you ready? Are you ready to go back? You ready to come back to Eretz Yisrael? Says to this little farmer, this little innkeeper. So the fellow says, I don't know, let me ask my wife. Gotta ask the Rebbetzin. So he goes to his wife and he comes back and he says, B'zeh Lashon, my wife said, Chaval, it would be chaval on the cows and on the sheep and on the goats and on our little piece of property here. We can't do it. We can't leave. We're going to leave everything that we have here and just go to Eretz Yisrael? It can't be. It doesn't work. So the Rebbe of Chernobyl said to him, he said, but it's not so great over here. I mean, you're not living amongst people who love you all that much. Have you not been attacked by the locals at that time? He says, sure we have. So come on, so pack up, it's time to go. It's not so good over here. Come, we'll come back to Eretz Yisrael. We'll get back to Geula, you'll see. Leave it all behind. So he says, let me ask my wife. So he goes again and he asks his wife. And his brilliant Rebbetzin tells him the following, and he says that he relays it to the tzaddik, he relays it to Reb Nachum of Chernobyl. My wife wants to know if maybe the Rav, Reb Nachum of Chernobyl, she thought of a good idea. Maybe you can daven that Hashem takes all the goyim to Eretz Yisrael so they'll stop beating us up, so they'll leave us alone. And then we can stay on our nice little farm over here with our cows and our goats and our chicken coop. Chaval. Chaval that a person could think like that. That hesitation, that pause, that eich psik, that ephes of the meragdim. Eish is low looking over his shoulder. The kina that we're about to begin in just a moment, shove us, that pause, which ruins everything. One time the Kozhetzer Magid was very weak. He was sitting on pillows. He mamish couldn't stand, very, very weak. And they asked him, they said, Rebbe, we believe that Mashiach could come any moment. What would you do if Mashiach comes right now? Are we going to carry you out? How are we going to take you out to greet Mashiach? Kozhetzer Magid had no energy, nothing. He was frail and he was weak. And he said to them, if Mashiach comes, I will jump up. I will jump up off of these pillows. I will find that strength and I will go running out to greet Mashiach. I will not hesitate. I will overcome that hesach hadas, that Mashiach comes behesach hadas. Our job is to try to overcome, in a certain sense, that hesach hadas. So I want to end on just a positive note. We spoke about all the chavals of our life, the chevle Mashiach. But maybe on a positive note, from all of those chavals, from all of that disappointment, from all those hesitations, from all that uncertainty, whatever it is that's stopping us from setting this day free, we should remember one other pasuk. A pasuk in Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis, Ki Chelek Hashem Amo, Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. Also, similar letters, Chevel. Yichelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso. Chevel is a rope that we could take all of the chavals of our life, all the disappointments, and we could build something out of it. We can make a bridge out of it. We can make a ladder out of it. We can make a rope. We can use these kinos that we're about to recite, each one as like a rope to reattach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to recognize that despite all of our missteps, that after all the chavals, Yichelek Hashem Amo Yaakov Chevel Nachalaso, Hashem says, we're still connected. The rope may be thin, may be fraying, but we're still connected. Kodesh Baruch should help us as we begin this journey through the kinos, to grow at the kinos, to face the chavals of our life, the disappointment, the frustrations of our life, the setbacks of our life. But again, to use them as an opportunity to grow, to attach ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grab onto these ropes, to pull ourselves back. And maybe this year will be zocha to dislodge that Lev HaEven from its place, to restore the Lev Basar, to allow ourselves to set Tisha B'Av free, to answer that prayer, the hope of Rav Aaron of Karlin from so many years ago. We should be zocha this year to see the Gula Shlema. Shav Asur Meni Sikhi Ma'oz HaKhoi Adela Zakoy Sikhi Ma'oz HaKhoi.